There were questions on Capitol Hill yesterday about a leaked report citing seven countries, including Iraq, North Korea, Iran, and Syria, as nations which could be targets of a preemptive nuclear attack by the United States. Also on that list is Russia, a nation which President Bush repeatedly has said is no longer an enemy. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The report in question is called the Nuclear Posture Review. It created a stir when details of its secret contents were leaked to the press and reported on over the weekend. Since then, the administration has been answering pointed questions about its nuclear policy and whether it's considering using preemptive nuclear strikes against the nations listed. Yesterday, it was Secretary of State Colin Powell trying to downplay worries that the administration has now increased the chances that nuclear weapons could be used, perhaps in the fight against terrorism. Appearing before a Senate subcommittee yesterday, Powell said that any conclusion that the U.S. will more likely or more quickly use nuclear weapons is wrong.
With respect to reports that somehow we are thinking of preemptively going after somebody, or that in one editorial I read this morning, we have lowered the nuclear threshold, we have done no such thing.
But Powell also had this to say regarding what this report means to countries trying to acquire or develop weapons of mass destruction.
It does not seem to us to be a bad thing for them to look out from their little countries and their little capitals and see a United States that has a full range of options, an American president that has a full range of options available to him to deter in the first instance and to defend the United States of America, the American people, our way of life, and our friends and allies.
Critics say it's a mixed message from the administration. The inclusion of Russia on the list is of great concern to leaders there. They say it could have a destabilizing effect at a time when the U.S. is touting a vastly improved relationship between the two nations. Russia's Minister of Defense, Sergei Ivanov, is in Washington this week for talks about reducing nuclear arsenals, something both President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin have committed to. Following a meeting with Mr. Bush yesterday afternoon at the White House, Ivanov said he did not ask why Russia would be included on the potential list of U.S. nuclear targets. But the Russian defense minister promised to address the issue at a joint news conference with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, scheduled for later this morning. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.